live.
Okay. Hi, hello, bonjour, bienvenue. Okay. Too far. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Majesty Podcast with Jesse Martin. I'm Jesse Martin. This is my voice. If you don't like it, deal with it, okay? I've lived with it for the past 16 years, and I've grown to accept that this will forever be my voice. So please do me an important favor and recognize my voice, okay? What do I have to say? This is my show. This is my podcast. And on here, I just ramble on about the happenings that's been in my life, or happenings that are basically known to the walls in general. Things that you might have seen if you're an avid user of social media, just like I am. And I just break it down, make it more funny and whatnot. The whole podcast is basically a shit show, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know what I do on here. Sometimes I think I'm doing something productive, but at the end of the day, it's nothing. But at least I hope this unproductiveness still puts a smile on your face. That's all I'm clamoring for. That's about it. I think I've rambled on enough for the intro to coming at any moment, so I'll just let the intro music come on now. Welcome back to the Majesty Podcast with Jesse Martin again. Jesse Martin, if still listening. Before I start, I actually just want to address the obvious elephant in the room. I don't know how I pronounced elephant like that, but elephant, got it. I just want to address the obvious elephant in the room, and that is the fact that I haven't uploaded quite a while. My last episode was like when? On May of this year, and I haven't uploaded since then. Obviously, I have other things to do than this podcasting, but I had to basically attend to all those stuff. And now I'm basically back to the way it was before I uploaded that episode. And I am once again a bit rusty with all of the whole podcasting thing. I think it's practice and consistency is key, but at the end of the day, I'm still rusty. That is my fault, but I work towards uploading more frequently. And I feel I should just get that out of the way before I start off anything. But today we've actually got our first guest on the podcast, and it's none other than my little brother Jeffrey.
Yay, first guest.
I don't know why was my laugh like that. He's here. And before I start for anything, actually I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How old would you if we never met, if we were never brothers, how old would you think I'd look?
15 at best.
Be fully with me. Like 15, we've never met.
15 at best.
We've never, like, do I look 15?
Yes.
No, like, erase every memory that you've ever had of me. Like, if you ever saw me, maybe you were, let's say, at like some sort of party and your girlfriend introduces you to one of her like high school friends. And it's me.
Yeah.
At first glance, how old would you think I'd look?
You're gonna say, you want me to say older. You do not look older. 15.
No, because the other day I was at this delivery job, and basically, like, I was delivering like this some furniture. I do a delivery job and like I haul in furniture and that. So I was hauling in furniture for some old woman, and she said that I looked like a lot older. Like, she, when I told her that I was actually 16, and she was like, she had to like look at me again.
I was saying, I'm sorry to say this, but like, how do I say this without offending people? You don't look to a young person, maybe it's like, you know, depends on, you know, who's looking at you. But to a young person, you don't look that old.
No, like, yeah, because, like, she was saying along the lines of, you look old, you look way older. And, like, I asked her to give me, like, an estimate, she said 26.
That's a big lie.
And I was just there, like, is it the stress?
You do not look 26. You do not.
Like, I know we've been in quarantine and that, but I don't think I look all the way that I look that older. Like, I actually got so self-conscious about it, because I was like, is it my acne? Is it, like, what's going on? What did I do something wrong that I wasn't supposed to do? Like, it's a bit crazy. So, yeah. Well, anyways, my little brother here is actually going to high school. But around September, right?
Let's not talk about high school here.
No. Are you going to high school?
Yes.
You're going
to high school this year? Yes.
Okay, so he was going to high school in around September.
Yeah.
And I just want to, the entirety, I don't want it to be the entirety, but I want to debunk every single thing you thought high school was going to be. Okay. Do you have any questions regarding high school?
Okay, yes. Okay. Pep rallies.
What do you mean by pep rallies?
What do they look like?
Your school never held a pep rally?
I mean, yeah, but I don't feel like that's what pep rally actually is.
Bro. Well, basically, right, a pep rally is basically, in a pep rally, it's just like, your school pride, isn't it? It's your school pride, like, your school's cheerleaders will come out and dance, and, you know, it's a pep rally. What do you want a pep rally to be?
Okay, I have, like, some questions about high school. And I just want to ask, are the classes longer?
The classes are, yeah. Like, ask me some juicy questions. Which ones?
Okay, fine. Sure.
Why,
okay?
Why do you care about the classes so much?
Sure. I just wanted to ask, okay?
Okay.
Friends or relationships? Like, friends or girlfriends or friends or boyfriends? Which one? Which one?
What do you mean?
Which one do you, you know, like, keep? Which, who do you hang out with more? That's what I'm saying. For your friends or your, you know, your friends or your, I don't know,
your partner.
Your partner. I don't say significant other.
I don't know. It depends on how your partner is. Is if your partner, if the girl, I don't know why I'm saying your partner like you're some sort of matured,
yeah, you exactly, know, 23 year old. Significant.
If your partner, believes that, if your partner's like the jealous type, I'm not gonna say partner. Screw it. If your girlfriend's the jealous type, and she
What if it's a girl that's listening to this? And
she's okay. Boyfriend? Okay. Fine. It's 2020. I'm not trying to get cancelled or anything.
Yeah.
If your girlfriend or boyfriend's the jealous type, and he or she doesn't want you hanging around with your friends, you're gonna... I mean, it's up to you at the end of the day. It's not really like... But you have to hang out with both of them. You need friends in high school to survive. That's what the one thing on my block actually taught me on how to do. If you're going into high school without any friends, you will... Basically, it will be tumultuous, man. It's just going to be different. Do you think? Okay, we've actually had our arguments about this, but I just want you to say your opinion.
Okay.
So people see how stupid it is.
Okay.
Do you think high school will change you?
It depends on what changes.
No. Don't deflect.
It depends on what changes. Change it. Like, okay, would it make you more mature? Would it make you look at, you know, life, you know, differently?
No. Don't try and sweet talk to the listeners like peace on earth, joyous bullshit. Nah.
No.
If will high school change you as a person?
Yes.
Yes or no? So why did you say no when we?
No,
we,
because we, I mean, like.
Okay, you know, guys. So I asked him earlier before the podcast. I asked him, do you think high school would change you as a person? And he says no. And I'm there.
I said no because. Okay, I feel like, okay, me personally, I don't think I'll change. But I feel like everyone, who's going to high school has thought that they won't change in high school.
My God, you go through puberty during high school. What are you on
yes,
about?
Yes, okay, I don't get. Okay, like, people, okay,
yeah,
go to high school.
Mm-hmm.
They fear of being bullied, okay, but they don't want to be bullied. They don't want this childhood moment they have before they go into high school. They don't want that, you know, type of relationship with the people they have to end.
No, you're not getting my point. You said high school ain't gonna change you, and I'm there, like, bro, you go through puberty.
Okay,
during
fine,
high school.
Fine.
Like, high school
fine,
changes you.
Fine, bro. I'm wrong. High school.
No. You don't have to deflect. No. Just like, it's a debate. Like, basically, like, just give. Okay, fine. Give me three reasons why you think high school will change you. Would not change you. Actually, forgive me.
You know. So high school is not like college, okay?
Fam.
Okay, hold on first. Let me talk first.
All right.
High school ain't like college, okay? College, some kids, they leave alone. High school, you still go back home. So if you know, like, if you are you know, very, you know, your family has these values. I'm saying that you might also, throughout high school, you might carry on those values. Okay, so I'm saying that high school ain't gonna change you based on that fact.
I literally have zero clue in what you said.
I'm just going on a rant. High school will change you, okay? High school will change you, okay? QED, high school will change you. Okay, I'm just going on a rant at this point.
The other day, I was on my delivery job, and I think I... Wait, before I say the story, what do you think is your biggest fear?
Biggest fear?
Yeah, what do you think scares you the most to death? What do you think scares you to death?
The thing that scares me to death is death.
Dying? You're afraid of dying?
I mean, at a young age I am. But like, you know, when you, you know, lived a prosperous life, like, you feel like, okay, fine, I fulfilled.
Why you gotta be deep, man? Like, it's a podcast, jeez.
So, I'm scared deep? Of dying, and also like the dark horse.
You're scared of dying?
Not basically, like, dying. Like, I'm scared of, you know, what would you go after you die? Like,
yeah, man, I've had thoughts about it. But the other day, I was on my delivery job, and we were hauling furniture. I think I might have told you this, have I?
No.
Okay, so we were on my delivery job, and I was hauling in the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like, this big furniture, like, in, like, cardboard boxes and that. And I was hauling it up, and I dropped it off. And I came down. So I work with my dad on most times. So the story is funny. So
I don't see the funny part yet.
I was working with dad, and we I'm just looking at your face the entire time, and you're just there like, "Boy, this dude better be okay." So I was walking with dad, and I was at the front, and he was behind me.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. So, anyway, he was at the back. He was behind me. Bro.
I'm sorry, I gotta take a shit. Continue.
He was walking behind me, alright?
Okay.
That's all you need to know. He was walking behind me.
Yes.
Alright, so he's walking behind me, I'm in front of him, and the person we're dropping off is right behind him.
Okay.
So, we're walking out, and this woman and her daughter, basically, like, this woman and her daughter, they come out of my apartment, and they open it, and I think they have, like, grocery bags in their hands while they open the door.
Yeah.
So they swing open the door, and I hear barking. So.
Oh. Oh. It's Oh. Oh.
Okay. So I hear barking, and
yes.
So I hear barking. And my attention is automatically, like, my spidey senses tingle. And I just turn my eye towards the direction of, like, where the entire barking is coming from.
Yeah.
So, my eyes are, like, basically turned towards that direction.
Oh.
And out of nowhere, and I mean out of nowhere. Like, yo, it's straight out of a movie, bro. The littlest little freaking chihuahua. I don't know what breed it is, but that dog was evil, bro. I saw death in his eye. This is such a little shit. I was tempted to just wing it, top bins. Just flat out, just boot it.
My opinion on dogs. If you have a dog, okay, you're taking it for a walk, okay? We all know that no matter how tame you think you can tame a dog ain't gonna be tame. So, if you want to tame a dog, like, nah, it's not gonna happen. So if you're taking a dog on a walk, keep it on a leash.
No, in my mind, I was like, let me basically explain what happened. The dog bounds out of the house, running towards me. Like, in my head, I don't want to scare, like, develop that sense of fear.
Because,
like, dogs see that shit, and then they'll just automatically race you for it.
Yeah.
So, I automatically just, like, pause. And I'm like, I don't want to run. This little guy just basically bounds out from the opening of that
of the door.
And in my mind, I'm like, I'm not gonna run.
It's like a hairy, like a hairless dog.
Like I don't. It's not a hairless dog. Like a Peruvian type of cat. Like it's. I just know I saw evil. Okay, I'm gonna leave it at that. I saw evil. So this dog bounds out, and in my head, I'm like, I'm not gonna run. I look in his eyes, and I swear I saw the freaking boogeyman in his eyes, and I just turned around, and bro. I couldn't believe it. I literally thought I was in like that GTA, yeah, that like first person like movie. What? Bro, I was hitting speed. Nah. I didn't know I could hit. Yeah, bro. I don't know if dogs do that stuff, but I was reaching speeds I wouldn't normally hit.
Yeah.
Like, bro, my heart was when the entire thing ended. My heart was literally, when people would say like, my heart's beating out of my chest, I literally thought my heart would just drop out and just fly out, be beating on the floor. Bro, I was clocking in speed. I'm pretty sure I could outrun three of you combined.
Shut up.
No. I'm not even joking. Bro, nah. I was clocking mad speeds, bro. Bro,
you can't run faster than me. I know that. You can't run faster than me.
We'll say that in a bit. Okay. But I was running, and I ran so fast. This dog was still chasing me. Like, there were cars in my head. I was like, what do I do? So I ran so fast, and then I tumbled on, like, I think I might have slipped on, like, wet grass or something. And I slipped, and I fell. So hard, I like scraped my elbow and like the grass and everything.
And I know,
bro. Dad was fuming. My dad was livid, bro. My man was dead pissed. I've never seen him. He was so like, chain your dog. Why wouldn't you bloody chain your dog? What's the matter with you? If you had been it, the woman's excuse was just flat out just stupid. Let me put it out there.
I'm pretty sure it's
the woman's
excuse. The woman.
Yeah, she was along the lines of the dog didn't bite me. So my dad being African is like, oh, so it would have been until the dog had bitten him. That's when you would have reacted.
Yeah.
And he was pissed. My man was boiling. I've never like he was like. The B word had been swung, bro. The woman. Okay, I wouldn't say he was cussing, but like the woman was just flower angry. Like you know, you've seen when he shouts.
Yeah,
you've seen when he shouts. You know how bad it is when he shouts.
This woman.
Wow. The little tenses on her neck was like showing off, and she was just there along the lines of like. Hit the dog, didn't bite him. If it had bitten him, I have insurance for the dog. And my dad was just there like, oi, if you don't, if you don't stop talking.
I'm
rolling up. My dad wasn't even having any of it. He was like, oi, if you don't just stop talking, yeah, I'll boot you both with the dog. No, because he was pissed. I've literally never seen him act like that before. Man was pissed. And it's one of the reasons why I'd say I love him. I really love him for that. Because, like, yeah. You know, it's... When you're a teenager, you think along the lines of, yeah, like, oh, my parents don't want me to do something. Stuff. Like, he proved... I know it's a bit anticlimactic and everything, but it's one of those moments that actually he showed his... that he cared and actually loved for me.
Yeah.
Because I just slipped and landed, and I just couldn't be bothered about it.
Yeah, I know my dad.
No, yeah, because I just couldn't be bothered about it. I was just... I slipped and landed, and I was just there, like... No, it's fine. I was telling the woman, it's fine. I tried to pull him back, like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
And this woman was pissed. She was like, he didn't bite him. The dog didn't bite him. And my dad obviously just, like, chomped the gun and was just flat out just being like, so would it have been, if he had bitten him, what would have happened, huh? What would you have said? What's the matter? All right, I love my dad. If you're listening to this, I really loved you for that.
Yeah,
it's one of those father-son moments, actually. Like, it's one of those moments I might never forget. how he saved me from a bolting little chihuahua.
I feel like my dad will knock out someone if they get in your way. Like, why? Dad would always be there.
No. He's a caring dad. I love him for it. Well, anyway, it's one of those moments where you're just there like, what is even going on, you know? No, because I, like, after I recovered from it, my heart was beating out of my chest, but I still had the, like, nerve to just tell them, hey, it's fine, you're overstressing it, you're overdoing it. And, yeah, I mean, it's one of those moments, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. Yeah. So, Dad, if you're watching this, this is one of those moments where I don't really, like, tell you this a lot, but I really loved you for that. That's, yeah, that's top tier.
So, Geoffrey, I heard you wanted to play soccer.
Yeah!
I don't know why... Okay, first of all, wait, hold on. Before I even...
It's football, oh, fam, not soccer.
Fam,
it's
that
football.
Pisses me off.
It's football, not soccer.
I am raging.
If anyone... Bro,
whoever... Like, I don't understand the comprehension of how the sport is called soccer. And then this is how the sport is played. The 11 teams, the 11 people
on a team.
So that's 22 on the field.
You forgot the rules of soccer. The 11 teams on the field playing against each other. Kick the ball. The goal is to kick the ball into the net using your foot.
There's a ball and you kick it with your foot. Hence the name football.
In American football. You have to use your hands, run to the end of the other side to score what they call a touchdown.
Fam, it's the only time
7 points. The goal that you score that's worth more, it's worth more points by scoring with your hand. Why can't you call it a handball?
No, fam, it's the only time they even kick the damn football
is doing a field goal or a turnover of play. That's the only two times.
I don't mean to rain on your whole parade. I don't mean to
crap on football. It's called, okay, the one with 11 players on them, okay, that has a goalkeeper is called football.
Okay, anyways.
Yours is called tackle the nuts out of every one ball.
Okay, it's okay. Anyways, I heard you were playing football for your new high school.
Yes, so I'm going to high school. I'm going to participate in the athletics events. I'm playing, football or other known.
Can I just say that throughout this quarantine, this man has not trained or practiced one bit.
Nah.
He looks like Jabba the Hutt while sitting right next to me.
Nah, that's a big lie. I have abs.
You don't have abs.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, don't use the fact that the viewers are only listening when they think, fam, you are fat.
I am not.
I'm not fat shaming you, but man, you are fat.
I am not.
You ain't trained. You haven't done nothing.
I have not trained.
You are fat, my
guy. No, I've used a football. I've trained with football. I'm trying out for the goalkeeper position. And yes, you could say, oh yeah, but you're short. Okay, yes, I know I'm short. But okay, I'm good at the role. So... yeah, that's why I'm trying out for the goalkeeper.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, you ain't trained though. You ain't trained.
I know I've not trained. I know that. But still though, I feel like, you know, I still have the ability.
The ability, yeah. Okay, be honest with yourself. Who's the better football player between me and you?
Depends. There are different roles.
Don't give me that different
roles. Nah, there are different roles.
Okay,
fam.
Wait. First of all, you said you would beat me in a race.
Yes.
Okay, I know you guys can't obviously see this, but like... I want you, if you have the chance to look at this man's face when he's saying this, you think you can outrun me?
Yes, I can outrun you.
What are you on about?
First of all, okay, I have better pace than you. Okay.
You have better pace than me?
Yes.
No, this man is taking the piss.
You don't tomorrow morning we'll race against each other. From the trash can to the end of the driveway. simple.
No, but yeah.
Whoever wins, if I win, the next episode of this podcast, you come on and you say, I'm better than you at running.
If
you win.
You ain't faster than me, bro. I just know you're not.
Fine, then put a bet on it. That I'm not faster than you.
So obviously, this is like probably my... third episode, second if you're not counting the trailer, and now you're my brother, you're here, so the audience probably wants to know how our like relationship is like off the camera and off the podcast. So what would you say is the one thing I do that annoys you the most?
Well, the one thing, okay, out of every other thing, okay, if I had to choose, will be you hitting me, you know. Yeah, nah, because first of all, you hit me like a lot. Okay, I'm not saying like, you know, hit like, you know, battery. So I'm talking about, you know, like more of, okay, fine, I'm watching TV, you come up behind me, ha.
I mean, yeah, you're my little, I see you as my little punching bag. Okay.
Yeah,
before, we're living in risky times. I don't abuse my brother, okay? I'm putting out that I don't abuse my brother. This is 2020, you can literally get cancelled for buying the wrong tablets of medicine or buying a wrong gum. Like, I'm gonna put it out there. I don't abuse my brother, okay? It's just brotherly banter. It's nothing bigger than that, okay? Before everyone starts saying, oh, he bullies his brother, he beats him, nah, okay? It's brotherly banter. It's all jokes.
Yeah, and I hit him too. So,
yeah, yeah, so, yeah, so no, the only one, yeah. But, yeah, I like to see you as, like, you know, I'm maybe discussing, like, you're my little brother and, you know, I mean, for now, the best thing I can say is that, like, I want to hit you while I'm here because when I'll go to college and I won't be able to hit you as much. So, yeah, I mean, that's the only positive thing I can say.
Get your hits in while you have the chance.
Let me reverse the question to myself. What is the one thing you do? Oh, there are lots of things. Okay. The one thing I'd say that you do that actually annoys the crap out of me is when you're being a dick. Bro, you are the biggest dick I've ever met in my life. Okay, pause. I don't want that to be taken out of context.
Oh, wow.
You are the biggest dick I've ever met in my life. You are such a petty...
Just say a prick.
Yeah, okay. You're the biggest prick I've ever met in my life before everyone goes in on me. I feel like I keep stuttering on and on. But, like, the one thing I like about you, in a sense, is that when you want to be, like, sweet and lovey-dovey and, like, amazing, I'm to everyone that is going to high school with my brother, this is a secret about him, okay? When you're all lovey-dovey, you're, like, when you want to be lovey-dovey in that, you'll be lovey-dovey. When you decide to be a mean prick, you'll be a mean prick.
Meaning I can control my emotions, fam. That's what it means. So, basically, it's a good thing.
But yeah, I mean, when you do it, it's annoying, man. It's annoying. No one likes. I mean, I'm not saying you can't get angry, but like when you do it, it's just like annoying. Okay, it pisses me off. Like you do one thing, and maybe it's because it doesn't go my way, or I don't see things like that. I'd be so pissed at you.
Well,
man.
You're lazy. I'm kidding. I would just want to comment, like, you've been working hard throughout quarantine, and I feel like...
Okay, let's move on to the next segment. Okay, I can't believe I'm actually going to admit this, but my brother here, sitting right next to me, has actually had more girlfriends.
I have not had a girlfriend in my life.
This guy sitting right here.
I have not had a girlfriend.
Why are you trying to cover my mouth?
I'm not covering your mouth. I have not had
your hands in my face. Your hands in my face.
In my hands in your face.
Man has had many girlfriends.
I have not at all.
Why are you hitting me?
I'm telling you, I have not at all.
What do you do to these girls?
I don't have any girlfriend.
What's your secret?
I don't have any girlfriend.
The way you're saying it makes it look like you've had girlfriends.
Truth is, I've only had one.
No. You had your first kiss.
And that's the only one.
What do you do to these girls?
What do you do
to the drink?
If I speak, I am in trouble.
Fine. What do you look for in a girl? I know it's weird asking a 14-year-old this, but you know it's 2020, so 14-year-olds are having better phones than even I do. So I'm asking. What do you think? Because if you're obviously clamoring to have a girlfriend, it's high school.
No, not at all. I'm not. I'm not, like, if anyone goes to high school with me, I'm not dating anyone in high school.
That's what I said.
And yeah, then... so you got the award.
Off.
Yeah, you kept your award.
No.
You kept your award, so yeah, I can do it. If like, you can
you
do
know
it,
the only one you know the only one girlfriend I had. But anyway, I digress. What do you say for? Because like you're obvious, you're beyond the podcast. You always tell me there's this girl I have a crush on. There's this girl that I like. Yeah. There's this girl that like. Fine. Yeah. What do you look
hormones,
for?
Hormones in it.
Oh, for hormones.
Just the hormones. What, that's not the only thing I blame.
What would you say for you look? What would you say you look for in a girl?
Nothing really. If you like. I just say like if you
are you looking at her booty and that no. You're looking for the premium packaging.
Nah. Oh my god!
You're looking for that Coca-Cola size body,
oh
you
my
know.
God, I'm joking, fam. Nah.
You're looking for that Fanta size bottle, you know.
Oh nah!
You want Sprite? Definitely. You want her to obey your thirst?
Yo.
Corona. But yeah, what do you look for in a girl?
But nothing really. Like I don't have a type. That's the thing with me.
You don't have a type?
Not at all. Like honestly, I don't have a type. I don't have a type. Yeah, say, oh yeah, every man has a type. Nah, I don't have a type.
What do you mean you don't have a type?
I don't have a type.
So there's literally no. I mean, yeah.
No, it's not like, you know, I'm all over the place. But basically, okay, if you impress me, okay, and, you know, you, okay, if you impress me, yeah.
Say what's on your mind. Don't give me all this sign language. If you impress me, okay. Like, bro, say
if
what's
you,
on your mind.
If you impress me, okay.
What, like, what does a girl have to look like in order to impress you?
Basically, vibe with me, okay. Maintain conversation, fam.
No, you're going into present appearance-wise. Is there any, like, requirements?
That's the thing. I don't have a type appearance-wise, fam. Like, I don't have a type at
I mean,
all.
Technically, that could be a good start, in a sense. Like, maybe, like, when you're dating. Because, like, to keep all your cards open, all your requirements.
Nah.
Like, any girl can be... Any...
As far as you have something up here, okay, like, you're good. If you want to be in a relationship, and I like you, mad
fam, this simple. Guy as at 14 has better
simple
mind mental processing than
that's,
I do at
that's
16.
The only thing
mad.
That's the only
mad.
Thing
so did you hear about like the entire like TikTok ban thing that's happening, so that like TikTok's basically getting banned on that?
Yeah, here's the thing, okay. Because of that TikTok
as
ban
an
thing,
avid TikTok
I've,
user
I've stopped using TikTok.
You deleted TikTok?
Yeah, I stopped using it. Nah,
no wonder you're bored.
Because I'm tired. So, like, I deleted TikTok.
They basically have access to your data if you download the app. That's what people are saying. People are disputing the theory. People are saying this at the end of the day. But,
I mean, okay, first of all, I feel like, okay, the world sells on information.
Personally, what I feel, just use it, okay?
First of all, what would the Chinese government... Okay, I'm not saying what would they gain. Like, how would it hurt you?
Bro, like, at the end of the day, like, I miss
how
TikTok.
Would it hurt
I deleted the app because of it, and I miss TikTok, man.
No, the reason why I deleted
quarantine
the
is boring.
App was because of the creators.
Bro, I'm not even gonna...
Not because, like, it's gonna get banned or, like, the Chinese government. Nah, because of the creators on the app.
Quarantine is so boring. I miss TikTok. The variety on that app is banging, bro. You could literally be scrolling up. You can literally be scrolling on your For You page. You come across a video where a girl, like Addison Rae, is like basically like lip syncing. You scroll up and you see like this funny video of like a man like falling from a building. Not that it's funny, but like it's like you see some Call of Duty stuff. Like it's crazy, bro. It's sick.
Yeah.
And I miss the app because of that variety. Because to be honest, quarantine is boring, man.
I mean.
When I uploaded my previous podcast, the very first episode, I was saying that like life in quarantine is boring. It's still boring. Nothing's changed. Nothing.
The thing about TikTok is
apart from like probably Twitter drama and that, it's like Twitter drama.
Oh yeah, like I only live on like you know social media and celebrity drama.
Yeah, yeah, apart from like Twitter drama and that, it's nothing's happening. Quarantine is boring.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'm also not uploading YouTube videos as well. Yeah, that can also be another reason. But then, quarantine's boring. And TikTok is one of those things.
Yeah, where, that, the thing like, is, like, if I don't quarantine's know, boring, I don't know if it's just there's me, no way you're going to upload YouTube videos because there's nothing funny. You're just going to be in your house all day. That's why like people like David Dobrik, like they stopped uploading videos.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's just me, but like when I had TikTok, the day used to go fast. Now all of a sudden, now all of a sudden when I decide to delete it, my day is slow and boring.
I would wake up by 10, I'll scroll my For You page and I'll be like, okay, fine, that's enough. I'll look at time.
It's I'm considering 1 PM. Redownloading it, bro.
It's 1 PM. No, I've gone like, how?
I've gone like it close to 2 to 3 weeks. I'm losing my mind. I can't,
I feel like I'll stay without
I'm not saying I'm actually going to redownload it, but I'm contemplating it. If one more dumb stuff, because like this year has been crazy. Let's be honest. 2020 has been crazy. Every new month is a new chapter of the Book of Revelation that we're doing all over again.
Yo,
it's going crazy.
Did you hear about the guy? Oh, what's the name of that guy's name? I don't know. Anywho, he prophesied something about 2020. He was like, you know, lived in the 1800s. He prophesied something about 2020. I don't even know what happened. He's like bearded. I don't know. His name starts with a D.
Literally every guy from the 1800s was bearded, but go on.
Yeah, his name started with a D. He predicted something, okay? They said we opened Pandora's box or something like that. That's why, you know, all of the things are happening the way it's happening now.
No, because this year has gone bonkers. It's absolutely crazy how, like, rapid this year's gone. I wouldn't say rapid, but, like, when people are saying, Happy New Year at the end of this year, I'm gonna scream Jumanji, bro. I'm actually shout Jumanji because I am so done of 2020, bro. 2021, please just come. Like, this DLC update, okay, ain't it?
First of all, we need
a new year. We need a year of, like, peace where people can walk outside without wearing a mask. It literally, this year has been, I hate to say this, but this year is going down as one of the most probably messed up years in history.
So, why haven't you uploaded on YouTube? Okay, so you have not been.
Yeah. That's a very personal topic for me.
I take it that you were just bored. Okay. YouTube. There's nothing to do.
Stop interrupting me, for Christ's sake.
Sorry.
Please. Let me get my point across. It's a very personal topic for me, in a sense. There's a lot of, like, personal subjects that are actually embedded in why I'm not coming back to it. Part of it is because I'm lazy, but I don't want to say anything about it until the time is right. And maybe I'll upload a video about it and tell why I'm not. I don't want it to be all this big thing about, like, oh, he's not uploading it because of it. It's my special reasons. So, yeah, so you guys, for basically what he's talking about, I have a YouTube channel. Make sure you guys subscribe to it. Just type Jesse Martin on YouTube. Or type the Spark Vlogs on YouTube. The Spark Space Vlogs on YouTube. And
my Spark is one word.
Yes, thank you. You're finally interpreting me for something that makes sense. The Spark is one word, just joined together. The Spark Space Vlog. And then you see my channel, and if you click it, the channel banner says BRB, which is Be Right Back. And I left for reasons best known to me. And I'm just saying I'm going to address it one at a time, sorry. What house are you in? What Harry Potter? Do you believe in all this Harry Potter stuff?
No, I don't. I don't. I took the quiz, but I don't believe.
Well, what house did you enter into?
Slytherin. Yeah, I'm Slytherin.
You're a Slytherin?
Yeah. But like, that's
wait, hold on. You're a Slytherin?
Yes.
Bro, you are different, yeah? You are the Voldemort of people, you know? No. Voldemort did come from Slytherin, didn't he?
Yeah.
Don't ask about
Harry Potter questions when you don't know anything about Harry Potter.
What do you mean I don't know anything about Harry Potter? I read Harry Potter before you were born.
That's a big lie.
Fair point, but I know about Harry Potter way more than you do.
That's a big lie.
What's a Horcrux?
Oh, wow. You want to ask me what a Horcrux is?
what's a Horcrux?
A Horcrux is basically a process where you divide your soul, okay? You divide your soul and okay, you eat your part. Okay, nerd talk over.
Before we go out, I have one important question to say. What is one bad thing? Can you name a time where you were doing something very bad and mom and dad actually caught you for it?
No,
say it. Give the listeners something big to grab.
I mean, no, there's nothing.
Nah. Bro, you've been a bad lad since you were 3 years old. There are lots of things you've done.
That daddy and mom caught me. I did so. Nah, yes, there is one thing. Yeah. When I was five. So, everyone is gonna think this is gross of me. But keep in mind, okay, before you hear the story, I was five.
Okay,
so this Thursday evening, I'm gonna say Thursday, yeah, this Thursday evening, my grandma finished having her bath.
I know what it is.
My grandma finished having her bath, and
go on.
I was very hungry. Now, there is this special soap. Bar soap. Okay, it's not like this pump soap. I hate these pump soap.
The liquid one. It's bar soap.
Bar soap, okay? There's a special bar soap that is used especially for someone's armpits.
You not see where this is going, yeah?
Now, being the hungry fool I am, I just go out like, yeah. I look at it, okay? I don't know, you know, what bar soap is yet, because at this time, mom's so...
Your brain's not fully developed.
I've not fully developed
yet. You're walking in it.
Mom still bathes me.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, dang. I see it, like, you know, this bar soap, it's still wrapped up and it's close to the kitchen. So I say, oh, yeah, this is definitely food. I take it up, rip it out.
And chow that thing down.
Chewed it down. My sister comes in, catches me, holding the soap. Bro, I'm gnawing the soap. Half of the soap I've already eaten is already down my throat at this time. My sister's like, what are you eating? Spit it out. They call my dad and my mom lock up whatever they're doing.
Fab. My parents were at their
everyone,
at their
the
jobs.
Entire neighbors the, in the fl- house, the- everyone is panicking. Everyone thinks I'm gonna die.
And bro, me, I thought you were gonna die.
I imagine
a thumbtack when I was three. I thought you were gonna die.
I just didn't even care. Everyone was like, my mind is like, oh.
Y'all doing too much, man.
My thought is, I'm really special.
That's cute.
I mean, I'm getting attention, fam.
He ended up not dying.
I ended up not dying.
Bro,
they told me to drink oil, palm oil.
You drank palm oil?
Yeah. Just so that they think I'm good. I'm pretty sure, like, they said that if you...
I mean, palm oil is used to make soap. But, bruv, you drank basically more soap into your system to prevent the soap you already eaten.
But, no, like, palm oil is used, like, no, palm oil is used to make soap, yeah.
Okay, so palm oil is, like, a native oil that from Nigeria, which is basically where we're from. But yeah.
So they told me to, you know, drink palm oil. Palm oil is used for cooking, so
it's like, also used for making soap.
Yeah, prepared. Still though. But they told me to take it. I took the palm oil. I brushed my teeth. I don't know why. I still just brushed it. I brushed my teeth. My mom. Everyone's panicking. The entire neighborhood is in my house.
Bro,
I actually
thought you were gonna die.
Luckily, I survived the night.
We'll save that all for another podcast.
Yeah.
In regards to me. The one thing my parents caught me doing was watching porn. I'm joking. I don't. I'm holy. I'm a virgin. Nothing. I don't do that stuff. What's the one bad thing that I've actually done? Well, you never know because it's the end of this podcast. I'm going to have to end the podcast here. I know it's a dick move, but I'm going to have to end the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Make sure you do me an important favor. Do you have any shout outs to give yourself?
Oh, yes. Follow me.
Yeah,
on...
yeah. Screw that. Screw the entire thing. No, one cares. No one cares. No one cares.
Underscore 2020.
This has been your boy, Jesse Martin from the Majesty Podcast, and I'll see you lot in a bit. Take care and peace.